here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette College Foundation announces CDL scholarships for adult learners funded by Daniels Fund. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The Gillette College announced the availability of CDL scholarships for adult learners, veterans, and GED certificate holders funded by the Daniels Fund. According to the press release from the Gillette College Foundation, the scholarships aim to support those who are interested in pursuing a career in the trucking industry and who require a commercial driver's license to achieve their goals. The scholarships are available to adult learners who meet the eligibility requirements set forth by the Daniels Fund. The fund, established by cable television pioneer Bill Daniels, provides grants and scholarships to organizations that support education, youth development, and the elderly. Heidi Gross, executive director of the Gillette College Foundation, said, "We are thrilled to offer these scholarships to adult learners in our community. The trucking industry is a critical part of our economy and local community, and these scholarships will enable individuals to gain the necessary skills and certifications to pursue a career in this field. The scholarships will cover the full cost of CDL training, which includes both classroom instruction and hands-on training. Recipients will also receive support with job placement and career coaching to help them achieve long-term success in the trucking industry." Gross said, "We are grateful to the Daniels Fund for their support in making these scholarships possible. The CDL program is just beginning at Gillette College due to the Wyoming Innovation Partnership grant. Interested applicants can find more information about the CDL scholarships and eligibility requirements on the Gillette College Foundation website. Applications are being accepted immediately." Lawmakers deliberate solutions for affordable housing crisis. Lawmakers convened in Lander for the first day of the interim legislative session to tackle Wyoming's affordable housing crisis. The Wyoming Tribune Eagle reported testimonies from real estate agents, renters, and officials shed light on the dire situation, with Cheyenne's Housing Authority seeing its wait list double in 3 years. Stakeholders proposed various solutions, including tax increment financing districts, or TIFs, and leasing state or federal lands. Public-private partnerships like TIFs showed promise, with Cheyenne already benefiting from such initiatives. Lawmakers discussed bills to incentivize property development and explore leasing state and federal lands. The next meeting to discuss the housing issue is scheduled for August 8th in Evanston, Wyoming. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.